In terms of what timeline I would recommend to follow when trying to get onto university's college team, I think it's important to note that most universities have sort of a fair at the start of the year where you can go and see all the different events and societies, and oftentimes sports teams have a stall there where you can get information about the trials and what kind of level the sports caters to. Because it's in the UK at least, it's very common that the teams aren't just about competition. So there, even if you are maybe don't have a background at playing at that sport at a high level, there will always be room for you on that team as a social member. And be able to compete at a lower level. So a good example would be the university football team, so soccer. At my university, there was the team that competed against other universities, and then there were social teams that competed in a league within the university. So I would say to not let the level that you have previously participated in a sport stop you from trying to join the team. And it's more about what sport do you enjoy doing and what sport do you have fun doing and do you want to do at university. Some people actually join teams for sports that they've never had the opportunity to before. So it's very important, I think, to think about what you want to get from the university sports team. There were no required interviews. And in terms of preparation, I would say for something like a sports team, there should be no real preparation for it. You should go in no with and be yourself really, because they can only judge you based on what you've done and are able to do, and normally that's in the form of trials. So football trials, they'll watch you play football. In terms of swimming, you swim and they time you and they look at your past times on British swimming. So they have sort of an idea of how good you are. In terms of being recruited, it is unlikely that you'll be recruited into a sports team in the UK at a university. Most of the swimmers or competitive athletes are already in a sports ecosystem and have already been a part of British swimming from a very young age and a part of national performance programs if they're very good. So I would say do not expect to get recruited in a coming from abroad where they don't know anything about you, unless you've exceptionally amazingly talented and are swimming at a near Olympic level, you are not going to be recruited for a team. My first name is Lawrence. I attended the University of York in the north of England. The sports that I competed in for the university was I played university water polo. And I also swam in the university swim team over my 4 years while I was there. I always swam from a very young age, so probably from 8, I did my first swimming competition. And when I finished high school, I didn't directly get into swimming at university. I had about a 4 month period, so the first term where I didn't. But I quickly realized that I was missing something in my life, and that prompted me to contact the university swim team and to do a trial to get onto it. From that point onward, for the next 3.5 years, I swam with the swim team. And that was with the university team competing at a tournament called Bucks in the UK, which is the British University Sports Championships or something or other. So It's the American, it's the British equivalent to the NCAA in the US. In terms of what is needed to get onto a team or to play sports at university, at least in Britain, important to have a clear idea of what it is the sport that you want to play and at what level do you want to play it at. In terms of swimming, to swim on the competitive team, I think there were much greater expectations than there were at Nanjing. So I held a lot of records for events at Nanjing, and in the Shanghai Swim League, I did very well. However, I was one of the slower team members on the first or the competitive team of the university swim team. So I think it's a good moment to take stock when you're going to join the university team to know that it's a self-selecting group of people who have been already very good at a sport. And you may not be as good as relative to the others as you were at Nanjing, but it was a great opportunity for me to become an even better swimmer. And I found that being on a team with people who were a lot better than me really pushed me to the next level, and I became a much better swimmer because of it. I think that some people can find that really hard, and it can be kind of off-putting if you've been the best at something or been really good at it at Nanjing, but sports at university and in Europe at least are generally competed to a much higher level than they are at the international schools in Asia. So I'd say it's important to go in with that knowledge. You can always look at the times that people are posting if for swimming, for example, and to sort of judge where you sit on the club. But know that not everyone who's in the club competes, and a lot of people train really hard and are part of a great team and maybe don't swim at the big competitions. So just because you see times that you think, oh, I'm never going to swim that fast, doesn't mean that you're not going to get anything from joining that club. My experience when I was competing and training at university while studying was that it did place a lot of demands on me having to, because I was training a lot. I was training maybe 10 hours a week plus, and studying quite a demanding course. I did find that it impacted my social life because I wasn't drinking as I couldn't stay out very much compared to some of my other friends who weren't in competitive sports teams. So in that sense, it limited some of my socializing outside of my team. However, when you're in a team, you're a very tight-knit team, so there were many other benefits and aspects to that. In terms of its impacts on my studies, I will be honest. I did fall asleep a lot during my lectures, especially when I was in hard sections of my training cycle, and I had been training in the mornings before lectures. So it's important to know that it will impact your studies depending on how seriously you take it. And you know, you will end up having to work more than other students sometimes to catch up on things that you've missed. So I would have to rewatch the lectures that I would fall asleep during after my morning swim training. But generally, it's a great time to train and be fit. You'll be hitting a physical peak that you didn't at school. You will be improving really quickly still, and you might end up being in the best shape that you're ever going to be in your life. So, as long as you can balance that, you know, there's so many other benefits to being on this on the team. And also, you'll have access to really good coaching at university. depending on the caliber of your university sports team. So at University of York, we had a good a swim team, so we had very good coaches, but there were other sports teams that were competing at a national level that were either student coach, so coached by other students, or had poor coaching. So it really depends on your swim team and the culture of your swim team. In terms of the questions I'd ask a future coach if I could do it over again, I think it would have been more helpful to ask questions about gaining perspective about what the sport is outside of the international school bubble in Nanjing, because it's a very special bubble, but the level of sports relative to other countries is a lot lower. So it might be helpful to hear from the coaches' experiences about what it is like in their home country. In my case, it would have been Professor John, sorry, not Professor, Coach Mr. Holbury, who was from Australia. And there's a great swimming ecosystem in Australia, which is much more competitive than it is here in Nanjing. So it would have been interesting to talk to him about what that was like in Australia and other schools that he's worked at, and also how much training is done, because I think at Nanjing we train a lot less for the sports that we're doing than other students. For example, when I spoke to other members of my swim team at university, most of them were training more than 10 hours a week from the same age that I started swimming, but I was only training maybe 3 hours a week at Nanjing. So there's a huge gap in terms of the level of preparation that some people will be coming into based on the sports that they play. In terms of what would I recommend to student athletes who wish to play sports at university, do it. It's a great way to meet people and make some amazing friendships, and also to stay healthy and have a well-balanced experience at university. At least in the UK, university can be quite alcohol focused, and there can be a lot of going out, and also you're missing the structure of having parents looking after you and having a sports team and being regularly physically active can really help keep you healthy in a scenario where other people will be not as healthy as they once were while they go to university. I would also say my biggest recommendation is to really think about what you want from that sport and what do you want to get out from it, and to go in with an open mind, because there's a difference to being on a team as a non-competitive member socially, where you will regularly enjoy that sport, but there's no expectations of you, and you can go and experience other things at university, to committing yourself to trying to compete at a high level, and that can really consume your time at university. And at least for swimming, which is such a time-intensive sport, it's a great time to reflect on, what's sustainable for your relationship with that sport. Because if you overdo it and fall out of love with the sport, that's a tragedy. And university is a great time to think about what you want from the sport. And also to just be open-minded, to know that you can always change your mind, you can always train more, train less. So it's just, I'd say, more important to be involved in the sport, even if you change your mind about it later on.